I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. Because the proposed new Constitution was drafted in Philadelphia throughout the summer of 1787, and since Philadelphia was the seat of government for the state of Pennsylvania, it followed that Pennsylvania would be the first state to take up the question of ratification. It would not turn out to be the first state to actually approve the document, however. Those favoring the new Constitution soon came to be called Federalists. Naturally enough, those opposed were called Anti-Federalists. Federalists enjoyed a comfortable majority in the Pennsylvania State Assembly, but the Anti-Federalists were vocal in their opposition. Said William Findlay,
"If this Constitution is adopted, I look upon the liberties of America as gone until they should be recovered by arms."
Findlay's shrill words notwithstanding, the Pennsylvania Ratifying Convention voted 46-23 in favor of ratification. But the more than month-long debate in the Philadelphia State Assembly, debate that was at times rancorous, led John Jay, James Madison, and Alexander Hamilton to begin a series of newspaper articles in support of the new Constitution. That collection of articles would come to be called the Federalist Papers. With the freedom enshrined in our Constitution comes attendant risk. Mitigating 21st century risk is the job of a Hibbs Hallmark & Company commercial insurance professional. Set an appointment to examine your coverage at HibbsHallmark.com.